On the line now, I actually have Clodagh Kelly, and she's the director of the First Station Artist Studio. Good afternoon, Clodagh. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Okay. Can I have a little bit about the studio, the genesis of it, also how it has evolved over, and congratulations, by the way, on 20 years.
That's great. Yeah, thank you very much. And actually, can I just clarify that our anniversary event is actually next Thursday on the 28th.
Okay.
And it is really open to everybody. So, because we have been around for 20 years. Mm-hmm. And speaking of the genesis that you're saying, it is an interesting genesis because this building has always been a place where people have worked. So it obviously was a former fire station. Fire Station Artist Studios is the name of it. Mm-hmm. And at that stage, the men lived there. Who were the firemen lived there as well as their families lived on the second floor. Then after that, it was the Simon community, and now it's the Fire Station Artist Studios. And professional artists live and work there. And it's really interesting, no matter how often we say that the artists actually live there, it seems that it's always the missed aspect and the missed kind of unique aspect of what we are as an organisation. Mm-hmm. That the fact that the artists live there, is, and they lived there for nearly 3 years at a go, so it really is a substantial support that we offer. And it's a very difficult process to actually, selection process to actually get accepted onto a residency program with us. So they go through quite a rigorous, each artist who applies goes through a very rigorous selection process. So when they do get into the fire station, mm-hmm. It is a very big deal for them and their careers. And they're supported with subsidized facilities, living and working space, and then the sort of administrative support and curatorial support that we can offer as well.
Okay, what's the... Go on.
I was just going to say that, yeah, so that evolution, that was always the core of what we did. And, you know, that when we were initially set up, it was very much a part of how we were placed within the local community, that not to have these artists kind of just arriving into Buckingham Street. Mm-hmm. And where had they come from? So it was kind of agreed at the time with Dublin City Council that we would share our space with the local community group, which is the NCCCAP, and that continues to this day. So there is part of the space. So we're the landlord, and NCCCAP share some of the spaces with us. And what they do is they're retraining young people who've kind of left the education system early. And mm-hmm. So it was probably more complimentary in the past, but we still have a very good working relationship.
Okay, now you have the website firststation.ie, but you also have your own Facebook with First Station Artist Studio, and also on Twitter, of course, Artist Studios. Can I ask you, just to, going back, you were talking about the artists and how rigorous it is and the protocol. How many do you take in there what's the duration of their stay there?
Yeah, well, we have 8 residential studios at the moment, and each artist can stay for up to 2 years and 9 months. So typically, the way it's been happening, you know, with the turnover and timing, there's about 2 studios each year that become available. And we try and fit in some international artists. If the international artists who've applied mm-hmm. are selected, and we try to fit them in before, typically the Irish artist is the one who wants to stay for the long period of 2 years, 9 months. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's a big deal for an artist as a result to get it, because they're, you know, it's 3 years of their life that in which they're being supported, you know, yeah. And it's also a really big deal for their CV to get Fire Station Artist Studios on, because everyone within the artistic community locally in Ireland, but also even beyond, know that there's a rigorous process to get in here, you know, a very competitive process.
Yeah, that was one of the questions I was going to ask you. Is it open to international artists? And because, and you've answered, of course, but it's a place where they can display their work, obviously, as well.
It's not so much. What's interesting about Fire Station and what's unique about Fire Station is that, you know, so often, you know, the general public, you know, where we see an artist is really through their work that you see in a gallery space, in any of the public gallery spaces. At the moment, even in the RHA, we have one of our ex-artists, Eleanor Duffin, is part of a Futures exhibition there. So, you know, a lot of people wouldn't realize, how did Eleanor get to that point, for example? You know, and it is through, I hope, she feels, the support of places like Fire Station, the support of the Arts Council, who gave her bursaries over the years, who have supported us over the years. And so it's many years that brought, say, Eleanor, who's in the RHA now, mm-hmm. brought her to that point. So it is quite a, we're quite a private support to a from the general public's perspective, but a very vital one all the same, because, you know, to get to that public space takes a lot of work and a lot of effort for an artist, and that's what we're trying to support at Fire Station.
And is it a portion of the arts that's neglected more than others?
I don't think so. I think it's that, I think the visual arts, it's harder. It's, you know, you see film and we know movie stars, so it's a much more obvious, or theatre, and you have your famous actors or famous directors. Mm-hmm. You don't have the same with visual artists in that same way. There isn't that same glamour to a general public, but it's still a very valuable, you know, valued art form, and that is recognised, I think, even at government level, despite all our cuts.
Yes, sir.
So it is, while it is still supported, it's not forgotten, but I think that somewhere like Fire Station, what we're trying to do is ensure that it's not forgotten, and that while an artist might, you might only see their work in the public sphere, there's a lot of work that takes, that goes on to get it into the public sphere.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about, actually, because I mean, you mentioned film and theatre and music, of course, is in there, but and writing. But it's the one part where it's very, very hard to get a place where they can have a showing for their work. And, you know, the competition is fierce as well. And I suppose that's frustrating. And making a choice in your life, you know, the starving artist, I mean, that applies to all the arts, really, when you think about it. So that's why the Fire Station is such a great thing.
It is, and you know, it's interesting you brought that up, like the starving artist, like the cliches, they're there for a reason, like, and you know, I was just remembering when you were saying that, that, you know, in 2010, the Arts Council, actually North and South, both Arts Councils, did a survey or a report on kind of the working and living conditions of artists in Northern Ireland and in the Republic. And it was found, like, basically, artists are poor, yet they're the most highly educated, one of the most highly educated groups in the workforce. They work probably the most hours of most workers in the workforce. And this is because most of them, while they, their endeavor, they call themselves artists, very often a lot of their income, their higher income is not from the arts, you know, so it's through teaching or some other supplementary or moonlighting that they do, in other words, to supplement their income. So there is a great value and a rationale for what we do. They genuinely actually don't have a lot of money and don't have a lot of access to it. So we're trying to support that. So maybe they'll moonlight less and focus on their career more and give them that opportunity.
Well, I have to say, I'm listening to you there now, I sort of get the, I was saying to myself, I think Clodagh, she's just started there, really. The enthusiasm is terrific, but I'd say you've been there for quite a while, but you haven't lost the enthusiasm.
I haven't lost the enthusiasm. Somebody's, as I always remember a colleague of mine saying, you know, the day that you stop caring is, you know, the day that you really need to reconsider it. And I've actually nearly been there 10 years, and I do question that sometimes. Is that best for the organisation? But we've even from a staffing structure, my colleagues, Liz Burns, who curates, Jessica Cunningham, who's in the office there, who basically is the boss, and, you know, and other people who are part of the team, we do work as a team, and we've all our roles evolve, and you kind of have to be flexible in the arts. Mm-hmm. And I think that goes for the artists, but it also goes for, you know, those, the arts managers as well. You have to be flexible. You have to respond to the changes that are going around, be it, you know, the evolution of how programming has changed for us, the changes in funding that have happened, dramatic changes in funding that have affected us and obviously all sectors of the country. But, you know, you have to be able to respond to that. And I think maybe that's what you hear is the enthusiasm, because we constantly have to change, you know.
Okay. Well, just give us a brief synopsis. Thursday is the celebration of the 20 years, and what's going to be happening on that day?
Well, basically, we're opening up our doors from 3 p.m. until 8 p.m. And we really would particularly like all our local community, all our artists we've worked with, all and anybody else who'd be curious to come and join us. And we're going to have some interesting things in the earlier part of the day. We'll have demonstrations in ceramics, in metalwork, in glass. We're also going to have what we call in conversations, so just chats between artists. So you kind of hear about, you know, what they're thinking about their work, or maybe their, you know, their lives, how they've become an artist. And that will be between past Fire Station artists, current Fire Station artists, some board members who are artists. And those conversations, there'll be a number of them throughout the afternoon as well. So all of those activities will go on between 3 and 6 p.m. We're also going to have a performance in one of the studios by the Performance Collective. And then we'll have artwork throughout, installed throughout the building as well. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be great fun. And at 6 p.m, Pat Moylan, who is chairperson of the Arts Council, will be launching the event. We'll have a few little speeches. We'll keep them short. And then we'll have food, a few drinks, and, you know, and that'll be it. And we're really excited about it, actually. You know?
Okay, well, congratulations again, Clodagh, on the 20 years with Forest Station Studios. You'll be more of an in-depth interview on next Tuesday with Ray Bourke on the arts programme.
That's right.
But for the moment, thank you very much, Clodagh.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. And I'll give you all the details of that again in a few minutes' time. But that, of course, was Clodagh Kenny, and she's director of this Forest Station's Artist Studio. And that 20 years, it's great, absolutely great. And you can hear the enthusiasm in her voice that she really, really loves it.